All right, good afternoon. Hello and welcome, everybody. So glad to have you with us because it is time once again for another Brew University Virtual Roundtable, and it's the fall season, and that must mean that Rosanna is here with me to talk about open enrollment. My name is Jeff Weaver. I'm the Director of Training and Development for J.J. Taylor Companies, and with me is Rosanna Anderson-Prasad, our benefits guru for J.J. Taylor. Rosanna, how are you this year?
I am good. Thanks, Jeff.
Ready to talk about some benefits and some open enrolling and all the exciting things that come along with it?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, let's dive in. It is a big year for open enrollment in that it's not a big year for open enrollment. This is going to be one of those passive years, which we'll explain more intently. But let's start with the big headline, the question that everybody wants to know right off the top. Rosanna, give it to us straight. What are benefits going to cost us in 2025 compared to this past year of 2024?
Zero increase.
Zero increase. Whatever you paid this year, that's what you're paying next year, folks. We are so happy and proud to be able to tell you that thanks to your excellent work in continuing to stay healthy, get your wellness exams, and keep costs in check, we are able to provide you the same benefits you have this year into next with zero additional costs, no increases. And I mean, if that doesn't deserve a round of applause, I don't know what else could. So that is great stuff. Rosanna, so that means that if they've already signed up for a plan that they like and they're paying that, it's going to be the same plan, same money next year. There were no other cost checks or changes anywhere across the board, right?
Yeah, so if you have Voya benefits, there is a rate reduction, so you will save money next year. So on top of the zero increase, you can also save money with Voya.
Oh, man, it gets better and better. All right, cool. Well, let's dive into a few of the details. I know, obviously, it's great to know that we're not going to have to really change much of anything. Same plans, same options, same prices. So given that everything is pretty much the same, what does anybody need to do for this year's open enrollment if they like how this year went, like the plan that they have, and don't want to have to make any changes at all?
So just as you normally would, go into Dayforce, make any changes that you need to. If you don't, it'll roll over into 2025. However, if you have the HSA, that's always something that you have to go into, re-elect that, make sure everything is set up with that, and that's all you need to do.
There you go, folks. You heard it right from the horse's mouth. If you are in a plan that you like and everything's good, you can let it roll right on through and have no worries whatsoever. Unless, of course, if you are in that high deductible plan, you do have to reaffirm your health savings account as always. But if you're in that plan, hopefully by now you know that, because that plan is always one that requires a reaffirmation. So that's exciting stuff. That makes this year's open. Do we even need to tell people the dates, or can they just let this happen and not worry about it?
You'll see balloons. That's how you know it's open enrollment.
Okay, perfect. So what are the dates? For those of us who are listening along, you're getting ready. What are the dates that this will all be kicking off?
So we start Monday the 21st. We'll go through November 4th. Guides are electronic this year, so you're not going to receive a packet in the mail. It was included in the link, and we have hard copies if anybody wants a hard copy available. But it is all electronic. There's videos that's embedded in the guide this year, which is really nice, on some of our voluntary benefits that you can watch. But very simple this year.
Super simple. Nothing to worry about in the mail. Nothing to worry about there. We're just going to get it all out to these folks and make sure that they've got it available to them. So we do have an electronic guide that is a big change this year over previous. And I know we've had that out a little bit, but we are going to also make sure that right after this podcast and at the start of open enrollment, we resend that out as well. So we'll make sure everybody can get on that. So what else do we need to know about this year's open enrollment from a technical perspective?
Just really, again, your HSAs, if you're adding any dependents, make sure we have marriage license, birth certificates for children. If you're wanting to change beneficiaries, you have that person's full contact information, social security number, date of birth, because you'll need that to update. And I do recommend, even though we're not making changes to benefits, that everybody logs in, double check your benefits, double check your beneficiaries, your dependents, just to make sure everything looks accurate. And if you are making any changes, make sure when you're clicking in Dayforce that you get to your confirmation page, just so you know it goes through. And if not, reach out to your local HR and we can always double check.
I think that's such a great point to to remind people on is that, you know, even if you are going to stay with what you've always run with or what you had this past year, this is the time to go through, check your stuff, folks. Make sure that if anything's changed or updated, if your beneficiary information needs to update, you know, maybe you, you know, got married this year and now you want to make sure that your spouse is set as your beneficiary on all of your different policies. Now's the time to double check that. If you maybe changed addresses this year and you hadn't gotten around yet to making that update in Dayforce, this is a good opportunity to go back in and make sure that that's all up to date as well. So even if you are keeping your benefits the same, make sure you've got what you like and take a good look at what's available, not just what you've had, but maybe what you want to take advantage of. Because, Rosanna, you were mentioning that we do have a new reduction coming up on Voya, which is one of our supplemental. That's a much better word. It's one of our supplemental benefits. Why don't you take a second and tell us about that?
Yeah, so we offer critical illness, accident, and a hospital indemnity. So under each of those, if you elect it, you get an amount paid out to you. There are certain eligibilities for each one of them, but one of the huge points under two of the benefits, so for critical illness and accident, you could get a wellness benefit. So while you're getting your annual exams this year, while saving $50 through JJ, you can also save money with Voya too, and they'll send you a check for getting your wellness exam done. So if you have those two benefits through Voya, just submit it directly through Voya, and they will send you a check for you, spouse, and kids up to $200 a year.
Another easy thing to take advantage of for something you're probably already doing anyway, which is taking advantage of that wellness benefit and getting that annual exam. Now, also, Voya has some opportunities for our folks in insurance, life insurance this year, I believe, as well. Is that correct?
New York Life.
New York Life, I'm sorry. Tell us what's going on over at New York Life as well.
Yeah, so with New York Life, if you want to sign up for voluntary benefits, voluntary life insurance for yourself or for your spouse, you can elect up to the GI amount for employee up to $200,000 for yourself and spouse up to $30,000 without having to do an evidence of insurability form. So that's huge because sometimes if you skip out on your first opportunity, then you have to go through the whole process. But this year, they're waiving that for JJ, which is super nice. And you can elect up to those amounts without having to do those medical questionnaires.
So for those that have gotten supplemental coverage in the past or maybe with other companies, oftentimes that requires, you said that eligibility of insurance, but that really what that sometimes means is like a physical, right? That people have to take
or health questionnaire,
something from your doctor. And in order to prove that you're healthy enough to get certain coverage limits, this year they're waiving that. So this year employees can get up to $200,000 and up to $30,000 on their spouse without any additional questionnaire, no physicals required, no nothing. You just check the box and boom, you're covered.
That's correct.
That's huge, guys. If you're looking for any additional life insurance for yourself or your spouse, this is the year to take advantage of that opportunity and not have to go through the extra hassle and extra paperwork that you think you're going to remember to do, but then you forget to do, and then you don't end up getting eligible for it, and then you're not covered, and then you get, you know, that conversation from your spouse about, why didn't you manage to get that turned in on time? It's like, yeah, you know, I have things to do. There's honey-do lists that made it to the bottom. I'm not speaking from personal experience, I promise.
That too, just so everyone knows, it comes from New York Life. It doesn't come from JJ Taylor or Cigna. It will come from New York Life. So check your mail, you know, come January 1.
There you go.
I mentioned too, Jeff, with addresses, to go back to that real quick, if you have an address change, please update it, because if you do make a change to your benefits, those insurance cards will go to whatever address is on file in Dayforce.
Excellent, folks. So again, make sure that if you are making any changes, you've updated all your info accordingly. Couple of questions from the chat, Rosanna. So let me throw these out to you. Number one, question on the HSAs. What is the annual HSA allowable amount? How much tax-free money can they put in and use in a given year?
So they were increased for 2025. So for individuals, it's $4,300. And for families, it's $8,550.
Fantastic. And what's the JJ contributions on those?
For individual, it's $500. For family, it's $1,000.
All right. Excellent. Next question. Can you review gym membership reimbursement? I know it's not a typical health benefit question, but hey, we're taking all benefits questions. So we'll be happy to explain it. Tell us a little bit about that gym membership reimbursement program, because it is another great way to take advantage of some company funds while staying healthy.
Sure. So you'll get $50 every quarter. Submit your activity log from the gym, and proof of payment for the 3 months to your local HR, and then we'll submit it for you. So it's up to $50 a quarter, up to $200 a year. So you just need to go work out at least 30 times. We've now been allowing you to do a combination. Some people will do like boxing lessons, have a gym membership. So total combined, it's 30 at least.
Very cool. So there you go, folks. It's another easy one. If you're already hitting the gym a few times a week, then all you got to do is submit that activity report, proof of payment, and we will reimburse you. Pick whatever gym you want, go wherever you want to go, as long as it's a legitimate real gym and, you know, you're good to go. I don't know. Do we reimburse for goat yoga? Has anybody asked that question before? Or?
They haven't asked, but I mean, if you have a way to prove that you've attended and paid, why not?
See, there you go. Whether it's 9 rounds of boxing or goat yoga, mm-hmm. you can pick up a few extra bucks on the money you're already spending just by doing the right stuff and staying healthy. Great stuff. All right. So open enrollment opens up next Monday, goes through November 4th. What happens if somebody doesn't make a change in that window, Rosanna?
I mean, that is the window, so it's the window.
It means you.
It means you can't. So you have 2 full weeks to get it done.
That's right, folks. That is your reminder that if you do not make your changes during this time, you are SOL. This is when you have the opportunity once a year to make any changes you want with no questions asked, no penalties incurred. So get it done now while you have this. Another question from the chat is, if you currently have elected a supplemental life insurance benefit, can you still take advantage of the New York Life benefit as well?
So the life insurance is only through New York Life. So if you're wanting to increase it, yes, you can increase it. However, again, if it's over $200,000, you'll still have to do your EOI.
All right, there you go. So I hope that clears that up for you folks. Even if you are currently enrolled and you want to increase up to $200,000, you can do so with no additional EOI this year. Anything above $200,000, you will have to follow the normal procedure there. And all of our supplemental life benefits are through New York Life, our company paid life and AD&D, I believe that is completely separate from this, and that remains as is.
Correct.
Great. Next question. If you do not make any changes in what you currently have, will everything stay the same? Yes, it will. Except if you are in that high deductible plan, in which case you do need to go in and affirm your HSA for the next year. But otherwise, yes, if you don't want to have to mess with it this year, if you're in Tampa and your internet's still a little spotty and you like what you had this year and you want it to roll to next, you're fine. Just let it roll and you'll be good to go. But if you're in that high deductible, it's a little different. And again, if you're anywhere else and you want to take a look at it, this is your open enrollment period. All great questions coming in from the chat. Next up, what are the exceptions to enrollment? Spousal, occupational change, birth, death, et cetera. Okay, so this question really aimed at the non-open enrollment. So during open enrollment, you can change your benefits for any reason you want. It's a free-for-all, folks. Open enrollment is your time to make your changes to whatever you want them to be. Outside of open enrollment, you would have to be in what is called a qualified life event. Rosanna, you want to explain that a little bit? Let your HR expertise take over.
So yeah, it is a qualifying life event. If you get married, divorce, have a kid, adopt, those are all QLEs that we call. And so you have 30 days from the effective date to let us know so you can make the change in day force. If it's outside of the 30 days, you'll have to wait to our next annual open enrollment or if you experience another qualifying life event.
So
with
this
that too, we need the documentation to support the change. So birth certificates, you know, divorce documents, marriage certificate, those types of things.
So there are a few reasons outside of open enrollment, folks, that you can make some changes. But generally speaking, if you just want to make them for your own personal preference, this is the time that has to be done every year. Question again from the chat. If we don't currently have insurance, will we be able to enroll in benefits on October 21st?
Yes, this is your time. If you don't have benefits and you want benefits, sign up.
Absolutely. So folks, if you've declined in the past, maybe you were on somebody else's plan and that person has changed jobs and now you need to be out on your own. Maybe you passed the age of being on your parents' plan and now it's time to grow up and get your own big boy account. Whatever the reason is, if this is the year that you previously have not had insurance and you need it, this is your time to do exactly that. Absolutely right. Do children have to have a physical each year, Rosanna?
They do not. So for employees, if you're on our medical plans, should get one done to save the $50 a month. And if your spouse is on the medical plan, they should get theirs done as well to save the $50.
There you go, folks. So applies to primary employee and spouse, but children are exempt from that annual. And again, that annual is 100% covered by your plan. It will cost you nothing out of pocket. And that annual is going to save you $50 a month on your premiums. So talk about a layup. Go once a year to the doctor, have them check you out, make sure you're okay. And in return, you're going to save $600 a year on your premiums for your plan. And why not? Or no, is it?
So 600 for wellness, and then if you're a non-nicotine user, it's another
600.
So you could save $1,200 a year by being a non-smoker and getting your wellness exam done.
That's real money. That's half a vacation or a whole generator, whatever you need. So, all right, great stuff.
We'll take generators in Florida.
We'll take generators right now. For those who have not kept up, we are recording this in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. Glad to know that our teams are all doing well. Rosanna, the teams in Tampa, sounds like everybody is accounted for and safe, and now it's just a matter of cleaning up a mess. So hopefully everybody can take a few minutes out of their time and double-check their open enrollment in the next couple weeks. But again, if you're too busy cleaning up the yard to get there and do that, at least know that you're going to roll over into the same plan from one year to the next. So. All right.
That too, just for JJ Taylor employees, all of our wellness fairs next week have been canceled. So just so you know, we'll reschedule at some point.
Bummer, but understandable.
I know.
Given the circumstances, that's all right. I'm sure they will be. We'll wait a little while before we pick up our free smoothie. It's fine. We forgive you. What else does anybody need to know about this year's open enrollment or anything else coming up?
So an offering that we have through our smoking cessation program, just going piggybacking off of the non-nicotine stuff, through Quit for Life, they're adding 2 weeks of gum in addition to the 8 weeks of patches for free if you sign up in November and December. So that's through our smoking cessation program through Quit for Life. So I have that flyer that I'll post. It's also in the OE guide too. But you can reach out and sign up if you want to, just if you wanted to quit smoking or nicotine.
Perfect. And that actually dovetails a question we just got in the chat about the process for the non-nicotine or non-smoker application, as well as saving via the physical. So for the non-nicotine, it's just an attestation, right? It's just you're basically checking the box that says, I am a non-nicotine user. And for that, we're going to assume that that's the case and give you the discount. However, we do include nicotine in our random testing. So if it turns out middle of the year that you have been smoking and get pulled in the random, you're going to lose out on that discount for the remainder of the plan year. Is that correct in how that works?
That's correct. And if you're needing to change it during open enrollment, it's in your actual enrollment in day four. There's an attestation that says, yes, I'm a nicotine user or I'm a non-nicotine user. Just a yes or no checkbox, and that'll apply the discount or remove the discount.
There you go. So if you smoked last year and you checked that you were using nicotine, but you managed to quit this year and you want to get that discount as it comes into this year, just go in during open enrollment, check the box that I'm no longer a nicotine user, and that's it. You got the discount. You're good to go. On the physical, Rosanna, what do they need to do if they've not been taking advantage of that annual wellness in the past? What will they need to do in order to take advantage of that going into this year?
So you have to go see your primary doctor. Please don't go to a walk-in clinic. Those don't count. We want you to build a relationship with the doctor so you can get onto your healthy path and stay with it. Once you get to the doctor's office, as long as they code it as your annual wellness exam, it's then obviously sent to Cigna, and then Cigna just sends us a report of names of the people that have completed it. Once we get that, then we check it off into Dayforce to apply that discount for you.
There you go, folks. So the answer to what do you need to do? You need to go to the doctor and make sure they code it as your annual wellness exam. You'll know that it's most likely correct if they have no copay or charge at the doctor's office. If they're trying to charge you a copay, they've got it coded wrong. Annual wellness is 100% covered. So make an appointment with your doctor. Make sure they know when you call them up for the appointment, it's your annual wellness visit. And when you go, make sure that you're charged nothing for it. Once that visit's complete, Signal will send us the paperwork and we'll know, and you'll be getting that discount. So that's all it takes to get that activated. If you get it done here before the end of the year, great. And you'll be in for next year. And then next year you'll need to do it again to continue rolling that forward each time. So that's the key. And the values again on those, Rosanna, can you just, the dollar values for each of those discounts?
Sure. $600 a year for non-nicotine and then $600 for your wellness exam.
Basically $50 off each premium, because we have a 26 premium payment cycle, folks. So All you got to do is make sure those are in place, and we'll knock $50 off for each in each premium, which is $100 per premium reduction if you've got them both activated, which is, again, it's real savings, real money in your pocket. Take that, throw it in an HSA, and you'll be rocking and rolling in no time. It's the beauty of that high deductible plan. Get this wrapped up. So, Rosanna, final thoughts, final things they need to know. Dates.
Dates, October 21st through November 4th. It's going to be electronic as far as the OE guide goes. You'll get that in your email. There's posters, flyers that'll be posted with QR codes that you could just scan, and it'll take you right to the guide. Any changes that you need to do, get them done in Dayforce. Any updates in Dayforce, everything is Dayforce. So be sure that you know your login so you can get into Dayforce ahead of time.
There it is, folks. It'll all be laid out right there for you. And if you have any questions, of course, don't hesitate to reach out to your local human resources team. They are your primary point of contact on all of this. If you're running into trouble, they'll be happy to get you back on the right path and make sure that you are good to go. This is your moment. Once a year, 2 weeks, all you got to do is get in there, check a few boxes, and you will be set up with another year of fabulous benefits at another year of the same pricing, which is absolutely fantastic. So be ready, and we will look forward to having you on that. Rosanna, as always, thanks for having the time to set aside and chat about this and make sure everybody is good to go, and for all the work you and your team do behind the scenes that none of these folks will ever get to see. But guys, I promise you, it is hours upon hours of meetings that Rosanna and crew go through to make it so easy for you. So for all of that hard work, thank you so much. We do appreciate it.
Always. There was one more thing in the chat here. So your enrollment too, it's not a mobile feature. It does have to be done on a desktop. So be sure that you do that. Don't try to do it on your iPad or your cell phone because it's not going to work.
Yep. And if you need to get access to a desktop for that, folks, you can always check in at the offices, talk to your HR team. We have computers available at all our locations that can help you out. We will find a way to make sure you can get connected. So good call out. All right. Well, with that, I think it's time to wrap this one up, put it in the books, and get ready for a big old open enrollment here in 2 weeks. Sound good?
Next week.
Next week.
Next Monday.
Next Monday. Starts on the 21st, goes through the 4th. Don't be late. This is your moment. Get it done. Enjoy another year of top-tier benefits at competitive prices. Brag to all your friends about how great your company benefits are compared to theirs, because I promise you, we're beating out just about everybody you know. So, great stuff. Thank you again, Rosanna. Really appreciate it. And thank you all for being here and listening in. And we'll see you next time.